Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 21st chapter. And when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then didn't you believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In a moment we'll pray again. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. This expression of uniting a divided heart describes all of us in our sinful condition, that we have a heart that is not united, that is split in two, that is, in other words, deceitful, insincere, and hypocritical. And that's what we're dealing with in today's short and kind of strange battle with Jesus that ends with him doing something he doesn't do very often and you never want to hear from him. "I'm not going to talk to you anymore. We're done." There are two hypocrisies to look at today. The first one is the hypocrisy and insincerity of this question that comes from the scribes and the elders and the chief priests. By what authority are you doing these things? Sounds like a good question. Sounds like a great orderly thing, right? Just to make sure that all the credentials are there. Something we'll have to do soon at convention. But it's not, of course. It's a deceitful question. They're not coming because they're really interested in making sure everything is good, and if he shows the right badge, "Oh, well, I guess you're supposed to be here. We're fine with you teaching in the temple. We're fine with everything that you said." No. These priests and elders have never themselves shown a genuine interest in authority. Yes, they're probably the ones who ought to be giving authorization for somebody to come in and clear out money changers out of the temple, set up a preaching station, and begin to gather a crowd as Jesus has done here at the beginning of Holy Week. But they have shown themselves consistently never to be sincere sources of authority themselves. Most of all, because where are they in the temple? Where are they teaching in its courts? Where are they expounding the scriptures for the benefit of the people? Where are they pointing everyone away from their own traditions back into the Torah that allegedly they hold in such high regard? That's what their authority is for offering the sacrifices that give atonement for the people, for teaching them what God's word really is. And we should notice that Jesus doesn't respond to their question as if it were sincere, right? He doesn't overlook their insincerity. He doesn't pretend and go along with it. But in fact, he tests what they have to say. And when Jesus does this, he's not being duplicitous. He's not being unfair. He is being wise and, yes, imitable. That there are those who act in bad faith, and we don't owe them an eternal faith that would destroy ourselves. Now, the question is actually obvious to all, and that's the real problem. Because Jesus of course, is from heaven. Of course, he is from God. Of course, he is God in the flesh. And everything in Matthew's gospel up to this point has shown that. All of his works, the forerunning of John, who's mentioned today, who points to Jesus in all ways, both that everybody needs to repent because here comes our God, but also, behold, he is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. And notice at the same time what it is that does hold authority and sway over these priests and elders. It's the opinions of others. And that is why when finally they do give some kind of an answer, they're most comfortable saying as little as possible. Not to teach, not to go to the Word of God and find an authority if they feel that they lack it, but simply to let the crowd and their fear of it dictate whatever they will do and say. Now, the second insincerity, the second divided heart, is what we overhear in their conversation and huddle together. If we say that John the Baptist came from heaven, that he really was a prophet, well, then Jesus is going to say, why didn't you believe him? Why didn't you do what he said? Why didn't you repent also and be baptized by him? And if we would say the opposite, that John the Baptist is simply a man-made prophet or somebody who raised himself up, well, we can't do that because the crowd, they actually believe. You see, in all of this, the scribes and elders are revealing that they know what's going on. That even they are not unconvinced by what Jesus has said. They more and more, and all the more as we get here into the last week, know exactly who they are dealing with, what he's come to do, and therefore what a threat to their really weak authority Jesus is. So they know, but they say that they don't know. They lie. They have a divided heart. And their heart, which is divided in itself, is also divided and separate from the things that they say with their mouths. And beware, O Christian, this is the essence of an unbelieving heart. This is a heart that is hearing the nagging truth of the Holy Spirit, that is hearing what God's word says, what is the truth, and at the same time says no to that, turns it off, resists it. This is the spirit of impenitence, and that is the deadly spirit of unbelief that even finally drives out the Holy Spirit, to which we ought to say the other thing we're about to pray, create in me a clean heart, O God, and do not take your spirit from me. Now, this kind of division can come from two ways. It can come if the authority that rules in your heart is really me alone. I'm going to do what I want, and I won't let anyone, including God himself, tell me otherwise, an authority that you've listened to before. But also, just as we see with the scribes and the Pharisees and the elders, it can also be the authority of the opinion of others that dominates us, to which I submit, and then I fail to speak or act in my office and my duty. Of course, John the Baptist did not fail in that regard, and he was beheaded for being a prophet. But in either case, whether it's because you're following your own self as an authority or whether you are listening to the opinions of others, know that you are becoming a hypocrite in this moment when you have this wrestling with yourself. You are being, what the word means, an actor. You are playing a part outside of yourself or even within yourself against what you know at the very same time to be true, and you are threatening to snuff out that truth. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth and unite my heart to fear your name. Fear God. Acknowledge that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ, and believe in him, like the crowds believe in John, and therefore are still following Jesus. Believe in him rather than challenge him with deceit or with people-pleasing. Repent and pray that prayer. Unite my heart to fear your name, O Lord. Because this Jesus Christ, who today is a bit froward with those who are froward with him, he is always sincere when he speaks. In his rebukes, he is sincere to call them out, to show them that they have no route of escape, so that they might admit it finally. He is sincere in his teaching now that he has set up shop in the temple to teach with gracious words here in this week of his death. And, of course, he is sincere in his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness, which is why this Lamb of God has come. And of course, this is why the one to whom all authority in heaven and on earth truly rests, the God of all come into our flesh, why he has given his church that authority. This is the special authority that Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of those who are penitent. Yes, and to withhold forgiveness from those who are not repentant until they would be repentant. This is what those who have a divided heart ought to seek, to find in Jesus Christ a sincere pardoner, forgiver. And from that then to pray our prayer again, to teach us in his ways that our hearts would be united to fear him always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.